to find a safe room where I could change without worrying about what I did in wolf form or who I came across. I never wanted to turn anyone into the beast that I had become that awful night. It didn't take me long to figure out that most of San Marco was owned by the Weston family, including the property behind my home that I had planned to occasionally allow my wolf to run in. I wasn't as scared of my wolf as I had been as a child. She gave me a sense of peace. I felt optimistic about this new venture, and as soon as I was settled, I began searching for work in the area. I wasn't very comfortable around people, and at first no one in town seemed all that comfortable around me either. But still, I knew I was different and an outsider. I had always been. So I didn't let it get to me and kept my head up and continued searching for work. No one seemed to want to hire me. I was turned down more times than I could count, and worried that if something didn't come up soon, I'd have to leave the little house that felt like home. Desperate not to let that happen, I applied to everything and anything in the area I could find, and one day, my phone finally rang. "Hello?" I said hesitantly.
"Hello, is this Kelsey Adams?"
A bubbly voice returned on the other end.
"It is."
I was still hesitant, but something about the friendly voice put my anxiety at ease.
"Hi, Kelsey. This is Elise Weston from the Weston Foundation. I was just going over your application and see that you are currently studying business online and looking for full-time work. It doesn't really tell me what kind of work you're looking for, but we have several openings. Would you be available this afternoon to come by our testing center for some placement tests, and we'll see what you could be a fit for?"
I couldn't believe my ears. They were going to give me a chance.
"Yes. Yes, of course. What time?"
I tried to rein in my enthusiasm, but I could hear the smile in her voice as she relayed the information.
"I'll be there. Thank you so much, Ms. Weston."
I could barely contain my excitement as I quickly dressed in a conservative business suit I had bought just for interviews. It was dark brown and looked great with my long blonde hair, which I left down and accentuated my brown eyes. It also highlighted my long legs, perhaps a little too much. I looked down and frowned. All I saw were chicken legs. That's what the other kids in several homes had called them. I couldn't help that I had long, thin legs. Maybe it was a werewolf thing. I didn't seem to ever put on weight, no matter what or how much I ate. And I knew I ate more than most, because every foster family I'd ever lived with had complained about it. Still, I was long and lean and muscular. The long runs in wolf form seemed to have made that come naturally. I wasn't exactly flat-chested. I did have a figure, but it would never be considered curvy or voluptuous. I didn't mind my appearance, except for those long chicken legs. I frowned in the mirror and shrugged. Oh well, nothing I could really do about it. The moment I walked into Weston Foundation headquarters, I knew I had to work there. I felt an immediate connection, in the same way I felt when I had first found the little cottage that was now my home. It wasn't sterile and impersonal like most offices. No. When you walked through the door, you were met with warm browns and blues and greens. There were potted trees everywhere, and it smelled of pine. I walked to the front desk and told them I was there to see Elise Weston. At first, the receptionist looked strangely at me. I even thought for a minute she sniffed the air like I smelled funny or something. But then she moved on as if nothing had happened. And I guessed I had just imagined it. I tried to discreetly smell my pits, trying to remember if I'd put on deodorant. Elise Weston was the friendliest person I had ever met. She hugged me immediately and welcomed me with open arms to the Weston Foundation. She seemed positive that the perfect job would be found for me there. As she led me to a small room with various office equipment, she explained the process. I would be given several tasks and asked to complete them.
"Don't worry if there's something you don't know or understand," she assured me.
I didn't usually feel comfortable around new people, but I immediately felt...